So welcome everyone to our ordination ceremony, and thank you so much for being here. I am Reverend Deborah Joy Bredekin. At Pathways of Light, whenever we get together, the first thing we do is we join with Holy Spirit. And so here's our little connection to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we come with joy in our hearts as we join together today to witness and celebrate the ordination of five beautiful souls. We ask that you fill this ceremony with love, light, and peace. May you shine in the hearts of everyone attending today. Thank you for always being with us. May we always remember to go within and call on you and know that we can rest in God. Amen. With us today, we have the founders of Pathways of Light, Reverend Mary Stolting and Reverend Robert Stolting, along with ministers from our office staff and the ministers who participated in facilitating the courses for today's five ministerial candidates. It is now my privilege to introduce the candidates, and I will say their names alphabetically by first name. So today we have Benita Culbreth, Haley Ferguson, Jody Bosis, Sabrina Rollins, and Stella Berthelet. Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Today we witness and celebrate something that has always been true. You are a minister of God, not by title alone, but by your living example of willingness, forgiveness, openness to a change in perception, to see things differently. You have said yes over and over again to the sacred life, not in perfection, but in devotion. You have walked through shadow thoughts with honesty, and you have emerged each time with more light, peace, and joy to share. Your desire and decision to be mindful, to be still, to go within, to listen, to choose love, has made you a beacon of healing for others. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of connecting with and following their own inner light. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and a recognition of your commitment to the path of awakening. We honor your calling, not as a future role, but as your true identity now. Each of you is a way shower and a role model. Your willingness has paved the way, and your ministry will continue to unfold through every kind word, every healed thought, and every act of love you follow. And so we're going to share some passages from A Course in Miracles. So to begin, we have Reverend Myron Jones and Reverend Teresa Tomlinson reading from the Course, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
And now Reverend Lorindy Rue will share a quote from the text, page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others. If in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
And now from chapter 6, The Lessons of Love, on page 99, Reverend Charlotte Carey, Reverend Barbara Sharp, and Reverend Deb Fee will read.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning, that is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for it is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
Thank you to everyone for your readings. The candidates will now speak their commitment together out loud before the witnesses present. Candidates, please take your phones off of mute. I'll give you a moment. Because we're on the phone, it's going to sound a little weird with the five voices going, but it's really important that together they say the words out loud, and it's a beautiful commitment that they're saying in front of all your witnesses. Okay, so candidates together, please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light minister,
As a pathway of light minister,
I gladly choose to follow Holy Spirit's lead.
I am willing to go within.
Listen and be guided by Spirit. It is a blessing to be part of the awakening.
It is a blessing to be part of this awakening.
By being a light in this world. And help others to go within and access their own inner wisdom.
To help others go within and access their own inner wisdom.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now you can please put your phones back on mute. Close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to add to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the internal Spirit that is within you. I will be silent for 2 minutes.
Thank you.
You may wish to keep your eyes closed, as now Reverend Keely Shea and Reverend Stevens Mead will share a quote from the Course, page 433.
Once you accept His plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. And that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than the Son of God?
Now, each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. And we'll begin with Benita. Benita, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off of mute.
My ordination is an outward expression of my inner commitment and my personal response to God's calling for me to continue doing the work of the ministry to which I have been specifically called and qualified by Him. My ordination means a reclamation and a proclamation of who and what I truly am and have always been beyond the matrix of this illusionary worldly plane. One of my favorite Bible verses is Acts 20:24, which states, "My life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for doing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the work of telling others the good news about God's mighty kindness and love. As an ordained ministerial counselor, I'll have the honor and the privilege of doing the work that has been assigned to me by sharing with others the light that has led me into the truth of God's unchanging love and the awareness of how to live a Holy Spirit-inspired life, guided by a higher level of spiritual consciousness with greater peace, amazing grace, unconditional love, and never-ending joy as we all join together in building up the kingdom of God until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge that we are all true sons and daughters of God, and we are all still connected to our one true source. I would like to say that my entire training and learning experience at Pathways of Light Spiritual College has been a tremendous blessing, and I am thankful to Holy Spirit for guiding me to such an organization that not only reflects my personal values and beliefs, but has also helped me to sharpen and solidify them. I'm excited about integrating the lessons and practices that I've learned and acquired as a student of Pathways of Light with my existing counseling ministry. I will close by reading a passage from A Course in Miracles, which says, "I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent Him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with me. I am complete."
Thank you, Benita. Haley, can you now please share about what this ordination means to you and the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please take yourself off mute.
This ordination is for me an embracing of who I truly am and a remembering of what has always been true, that I am not separate from Source or from anyone here. A Course in Miracles has brought me a peace and clarity that is beyond words, a gentle unfolding that continues in the eternal present. This journey of becoming an ordained ministerial counselor is not an ending. It's an ongoing awakening, an ever-deepening opening to the light that lives in all of us. To be an OMC through Pathways of Light is to say yes to purpose. It means stepping into a role that is less about doing and more about being. Being present, being willing, and being guided. It means trusting that Source goes before me and that my only function is to follow. As an ordained ministerial counselor, I am not asked to fix anything. I am asked to remember the truth, to see the innocence, and to witness the light in whoever sits before me. There is a profound simplicity in that, and also a profound responsibility. It is a responsibility of compassion, of openness, and of allowing love, not the personal self, to lead the way. In walking this path, I have been healing. And as I heal, I naturally am called to extend that healing to others, not as a teacher who has all the answers, but as a companion on the road home. I see myself as someone who holds space for others to remember that they are their own teacher, their own healer, their own light. My role is simply to walk beside them, bearing witness to their truth. Through the practices that have shaped me through Pathways, the meditations, the counseling sessions, and the quiet listening, I have learned that the illusion of separation dissolves in the light of shared presence. In oneness, there is no my journey or their journey. There is only the one journey of awakening, shared and remembered together. This ordination affirms my commitment to living from that truth, to seeing the light in all beings, and to serving as a mirror for love that we already are. So today, I am offering my willingness to listen, to follow, and to trust. I choose to let my life be guided not by fear or striving or the small self, but by the quiet certainty of love. I ask only to be shown where to go, what to say, and to whom. I place this ministry, this path, and this moment in the hands of the one who knows the way. May I remember that I am never a healer, but always the instrument. May I remember that every encounter is sacred, and may I continue to surrender again and again into the peace that has been waiting for me all along. I accept this ordination with gratitude, with humility, and with joy. Not because it gives me a title, but because it gives me an opportunity, a purpose, and to live in alignment with the truth of who I am. And I offer my heart fully to Source, trusting that all will be done through me as I step forward in love. I am complete.
Thank you, Haley. It was beautiful. Jody, can you please share with us now what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please take yourself off mute.
Hello. This ordination is a meaningful step on my journey of remembering who I truly am. It affirms my commitment to living from my true purpose and to choosing peace over judgment, and listening to my inner guidance, listening and communing with God. Being an ordained ministerial counselor is an opportunity for me to extend the healing I'm learning within myself to others. It means holding space for others with gentleness and clarity, seeing their innocence, and helping them reconnect with the light within them, as I am learning about the light within me. I see this role as one of service, a blessing and an opportunity to walk beside others as we both remember the truth of who we are. I'm grateful for the chance to deepen my own practice and my own connection to the Holy Spirit by sharing the principles that I've learned from this course. I am able to embody them and work them and then share them with the people that I serve. I am truly grateful for this deepening of oneness with God and the practice that the Course has given me to be able to engage in real life with it. And I'm complete.
Beautiful, Jody, thank you. Sabrina, can you please share with us about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please take yourself off mute.
Thank you. Becoming an ordained ministerial counselor is a combination of a lifetime of spiritual seeking. When I first found the Course in Miracles, it felt like a coming home. And this being ordained today feels like a second homecoming to me. I have found more peace and love through A Course in Miracles. And it led me to the pathways of light. And in fact, I was led in a very different way. I was in a Zoom meeting, seminar, and Reverend Myron Jones was the speaker. And I had never heard of her. I had not known about pathways. And the moment she started talking, a voice went in my head and said, "Listen, this is your path." And I resisted it for a while, but then I came back to it and said, "Okay, I'll take the first step." And, of course, one step led to another step and so on. And so here I am today, and I'm very, very thankful. Finally realized who I really am and who every other person really is. And we are love and we are peace and we are joy. Not the sinful that I was taught as a younger child. And I'm so thankful for that. And I want to share that with anybody who's ready, anybody who's willing, because it is a completely different life. And I am so thankful for Pathways. You are so supportive. You have wonderful teachers. You are so kind and loving. And I appreciate it. And I have truly enjoyed all of my time together, and I just want to go wherever God guides me now. I am ready for that, and I thank you, and I will, I am complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina. That was lovely. That was beautiful. Stella, can you please share with us what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? And please take yourself off mute.
Yes. When I was preparing for this, I was reflecting back to when I was a little girl. I used to pretend to be a minister. I didn't really know why. But I now can see something inside of me already knew. Even back then, I was mimicking what I saw around me. the reverence, the ceremony, the longing to feel close to something holy. I never fully understood humanity or why people acted the way they did, but I always understood God. I understood love. I understood that there was something deeper, quieter, and infinitely wiser than anything I saw on the surface. And the truth for me has always been simple. I am completely in love with Spirit. I always have been. And this ordination is my way of honoring that love, giving it a form, a pathway, and a purpose in this world. For me, ordination is a doorway, a passage into a deeper intimacy with the presence that has guided me my entire life. What A Course in Miracles might call a holy relationship. Finding pathways of light feels like finding a spiritual home for this, yes. A place where devotion to love is lived, practiced, and extended in community. Here, I found a language for which I had always felt. And today, I stand inside my yes, remembering who I am, serving from love, and extending what was never mine to withhold. Today, ordination becomes my lived commitment to trust more deeply, to listen more completely, and to let love and forgiveness lead my life. Thank you for witnessing this moment with me. Thank you to Spirit, who has guided every breath that led me here, and who continues to whisper the one thing I trust above all else. You are loved, and you are here to extend that love. Thank you. I am complete.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stella. Well, thank you, Benita, Haley, Jody, Sabrina, and Stella, for your inspirational words, for your deep, heartfelt sharing. All of us are sending a big hug to all of you. Thank you. It was beautiful, your sharing. So now, Reverend Diane Bernay, Reverend Deb Fee, and Reverend Magdalena will read the following quote from the Manual for Teachers in the Course in Miracles on page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, is thanks he offers you. And all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light, the world reflects your holiness. For you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
Now we will begin the anointing. Everyone, please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed, and then we will have guests. We'll open it up for the guests to share. So we'll begin with Sabrina Rowlings. is going to be anointed by Reverend Myron Jones.
Sabrina, please picture us standing facing each other and my thumb on your forehead. I anoint you, Sabrina, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I've asked for a message for you from our brother Jesus, and this is what he gave me for you. Sabrina, you've been ministering to our brothers as a caring therapist that you are. Now you will enter a new expanded ministry, one that will nourish those I send to you more directly. Be at peace about this. I will give you all that you need, all that's needed by those who are sent to you. And all that you give, you will receive. Thus your cup will always be full to overflowing. Keep your heart open, dear sister. Your devotion and dedication will carry you on this path. And between us, much will be accomplished for all of the sonship.
Thank you.
And I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Sabrina Rollins.
And now Jody Bosetz will be anointed by Reverend Stephen Smeen.
Jody, please picture us standing facing each other and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Jody, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking the Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Because of Jody, there's more light in the mind. If everyone pauses for a second, you can feel it. Thank you, Jody, for all your hard work. We are all already benefiting from it. And then I had an ending quote that Diane just said a few minutes ago. And now in all your doings, be you blessed, Jody. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you. And all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him. Good going, Jody.
Thank you, Reverend Steve. Thank you.
And so we now introduce to everyone present Reverend Jody Bosetz. Haley Ferguson will now be anointed by Reverend Barbara Sharp. Barb, you might be on mute.
Haley, please picture us standing, facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Haley, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm going to give you what the Holy Spirit has guided me to say to you today. You know, when we started together, it was an intimate experience that we committed to this spiritual journey, and it was quite an adventure. And I was part of and observed the dynamic unfolding of your awakening, and it was profound. And I'm grateful for you, Haley, for allowing me to be present. I've seen you go from uncertainty to certainty, and that's trust and acceptance. I've seen the old mind transform to a new perspective. You've healed your mind and continue to heal your mind. Continuous practice. I've had the joy of hearing you let go in the experiences you share with me. And because I just want to share with you a passage out of Course that explains everything. It's from the Forgotten Song. Beyond the body, beyond the sun and stars, past everything you see, and yet somehow familiar is an arc of golden light that stretches as you look into a great and shining circle. And all the circle fills with light before your eyes. The edges of the circle disappear,
and what is in it is no longer contained at all. The light expands and covers everything, extending to infinity, forever shining, and with no break or limit anywhere. Within it, everything is joined in perfect continuity. Nor is it possible to imagine that anything could be outside, for there is nowhere that this light is not. And Haley, now you do K-N-O-W, know. So I now want to present to everyone present Reverend Haley Ferguson.
Thank you, Barbara. And now Stella Berthelet will be anointed by Reverend Magdalena.
Stella, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Stella, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I would like to share a message that I received from Holy Spirit for you. Beautiful Stella, Stella the star, starlight shining among us all. You are a beacon of love, hope, joy, laughter, compassion, rising above the meaningless dramas and conflicts of this world that we have co-miscreated. I have felt throughout this study process that you were my equal and we were exploring the teachings and the process together. From the workbook of A Course in Miracles, your altar stands serene and undefiled. And you, Stella, are that altar to spirit, serene and undefiled. It has been an absolute honor and so much joy to have shared this journey with you. I love you dearly. And I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Stella Berthelet.
Thank you. I love you.
And now, Benita Colbreth is going to be anointed by Reverend Keely Shea.
Thank you. Benita, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, dear Benita, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for sharing for you. And I just have to say, it just brought back so many memories. I smiled when you shared one of your favorite Bible verses, Acts 20:24, which, you know, it just made me smile because this was ongoing during our beautiful time together, and Benita would share something that resonated with her from the Bible, and I would have received a message in a different form from Spirit, the song that came for me for you today, which has been a song over the past month for me, that represents our time together and what the gift that I know we continue to share is, it's by C.C. Winans, and it's The Goodness of God. And so when you shared your Acts 20:24, it just, that is so good. So thank you for that. And I also would love to share, because this is what came to mind this morning as I was spending time in prayer, is from chapter 15, the Holy Instant, 11, Christmas as the end of sacrifice. And it's the part that talks about the sign of Christmas as a star, a light in darkness. See it not outside yourself, but shining in the heaven within, and accept it as the sign the time of Christ has come. He comes demanding nothing. No sacrifice of any kind of anyone is asked by him. in his presence, the whole idea of sacrifice loses all meaning, for he is host to God. And we need but invite him in who is there already by recognizing that his host is one and no thought alien to his oneness can abide with him there. Love must be total to give him welcome, for the presence of holiness creates the holiness that surrounds it. No fear can touch the host who cradles God in the time of Christ, for the host is as holy as the perfect innocence which he protects and whose power protects him. And this just really resonated with me with all of our time together, and I love God's always perfect timing and right now at this Christmas season. So thank you for this gift of sharing with you and just allowing me the gift of sharing in the journey with you. It has truly been and will always be a gift and a blessing, dear and mighty companion. I'm so grateful for you, Benita, for sharing it all. And here we go, to sing and live the goodness of God. Thank you, dear God, for bringing us together and continuing to light our way, every step of the way. I am complete.
And we now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Benita Culbert. So now that our candidates have now been ordained and we have five new ministers, I would now like to invite any of the guests present to share. So please say your name before you share, and then please say complete when you're done sharing so we know that the next person can share. So if you'll take yourself off of mute and just say your name, what you'd like to share, say complete when you're done. And we love hearing from everybody as our guests. So now I open it up to anyone who would like to begin the sharing.
My name is Brittany Gross. Hello? My name is Brittany Gross. I'm here to support my friend Stella, who has guided me through one of the toughest times of my life and has shown up for me without question and helped me become stronger. I appreciate her wholeheartedly and extend congratulations to everyone here. And even though we may be far apart or I'm just grateful to be here and to support her and to support all the candidates. But I love you, Stella, and congratulations. And I'm here for you always. Complete.
Thank you, Brittany. I love you.
Hi, I'm David. I am also here to support Stella and her journey. I know it's not complete. Neither one of our journeys are complete. And the one thing I always like to say about Stella is that she proves that beauty is not just skin deep. It goes all the way to the bone, through both beauty. Her and I have had a long relationship, and I now call her my chosen sister. She's helped me, and I've helped her through many difficult times. And we've a bond that can't be broken anymore. And I truly appreciate her and everything she has done for me. And I have to say that everybody's words were beautiful, and I congratulate you everybody that was here. I don't know if you saw it, but clapping for everybody. But thank you very much for allowing me to be part of this ceremony. And I must say, complete now.
If you're not sharing, please put yourself on mute so we don't hear background sounds, please. So who would like to share next?
Hi, I would like to share. My name is Mary Harris, and I want to say congratulations to Benita Culbert. We are so very proud of you. We love you. You are and have been a light on this path and a light to us, a blessing to us. And we are so glad that Holy Spirit has taken you down this path so that you may continue to be a light. And we want you to know that we love you very much and that we are so very proud of you.
And this is also Larry Harris, Benita's brother. We are certainly proud of you, and congratulations to each and every one of the candidates on today. And thank God as you continue to journey in the light of love. I am complete.
Thank you both. I love you both.
This is Grace Vivian. Haley, your ordination declaration said it all. You are one with Spirit, with love, with peace, with joy. Your experience with pathways of light has only heightened your light. And I look so forward to seeing how you will shine in our world, bringing truth. Congratulations, my love. I'm complete.
This is Sharon Crowder. I'm here in support of Haley Ferguson. First, I want to say what a privilege it is to be in a gathering of so many light workers. I follow a somewhat different but very much compatible path, and it gladdens my heart. I've watched Haley unfold and blossom and heal, and I know that she will be of great service in the work that she has chosen. I am complete.
This is Lisa Klimmer. I am here to support Haley, and I would like to congratulate everyone on this, and I am honored to have been a part of all of this. It is such a beautiful ceremony, and to see the light in everyone to shine throughout, it's going to be a beautiful world. Thank you all.
This is Sharon Payne. I'd like to congratulate Benita Culbreth on her ordination. This is just a profound milestone and a beautiful testimony to her faith, her compassion, and dedication to serving God's people. I love to see her commitment to walk along others with wisdom, encouragement, and spiritual guiding. She is truly a gift to the kingdom. And I pray that God continue to strengthen her hands, enlarge her territory, and use her mighty in this new chapter of her ministry. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
This Hi, is Myron. Go ahead.
This is David in support of Haley. Haley, just wanted to say real quick that, you know, as a layperson, I've seen you grow with Barbara, and just want to let you know how I feel like you've always been a healer, and this makes it official. And we're just so proud of you, and I'm proud to be associated with this endeavor of yours. We love you very much.
Hello. This is Mary and Jerry, and we'd like to congratulate all the candidates, and we're especially supporting Haley Ferguson. And Jerry and I would like to give her a blessing. And as everyone hold up their hands as the energy goes through the airways. Haley,
we love you.
We bless you. We appreciate you. And we behold the Christ that you are. We love you. Thank you so much for all you do. You're a bright light in this world. Complete.
Hi, this is Tammy Reese calling about Benita, Reverend Benita. I'm proud of you. You have always been a blessing to me, my family, and others. And keep up the good work. I know you will, and I love you. Complete. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Hello, this is John Culbert, the husband of Benita Culbert, and I would just like to say that Benita has always been a blessing to many people that she has counseled in the past, and she is continuing to grow, and I must say that she has been totally engrossed and amazed at the Course in Miracles and what it has brought into her life and into her ministry. And I would just like to thank each and every one of the candidates today, and I would like to thank my wife for being who she is, the woman that she is. She's much more than a wife. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Myron. And Sabrina, I just wanted to tell you that you are a delight to be with. And I sincerely appreciate every moment of the time that we spend on these courses. Everyone who is guided to you is very fortunate. I hope we get to many opportunities to continue to work together. I love you. I'm complete.
Thank you, Myron. I love you too.
Diane Bernier.
Congratulations,
Bonita, Haley, Jody, Sabrina, and Stella. It was an honor to meet you and be part of your journey leading to your ordination. You are a beautiful divine group where I witness God's love and oneness. Again, congratulations and one call, the Pathway of Life family. I'm complete.
This is Deborah Joy, and I want to say congratulations to Sabrina, Stella, Haley, Jody, and Benita. It's been a complete joy and blessing to be with you all in the final step four. And you've really been an incredible, beautiful circle of five beautiful women, very inspiring stories. And it's been beautiful to hear all your sharings and to be in the presence of your light. And I'm just so proud of you, and I welcome you into our Pathways family. And thank you for all that you do. I'm complete. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
This is Mary Stolting. I'd like to honor each Haley, Jody, Sabrina, and Stella for all your work, your deep commitment to God and awakening to the truth and being an angel of peace and joy for really the whole world. As each of us practices our awakening, remembering the truth that we are all love, as each of us wakes up to the truth that we our purpose is to extend love to everyone. And
it is just, my heart just, I feel so happy to get to know you and to love you and to see you as the angels of God are. And wonderful, welcome to Pathways of Life. I'm done.
This is Abida. I wanted to also share something, a really brief poem to all of you, but especially to Haley, whom I have had pleasure of knowing in the past couple of years, and see how fluently she can channel love to everyone around her. They say love finally is its own relief, first bitter and spicy, but finally sweet. Though the earth turns like a stone in a mill, this never-resting face looks the skyward hill. I'm complete.
Hi, this is Charlotte, and I want to congratulate Bonita, Haley, Jody, Sabrina, and Stella on your ordination, and you have a wonderful path ahead of you, and I thank you for choosing spirit and spreading your light, and I'm complete.
This is Bonita, and I want to congratulate my classmates, Jody, Haley, Sabrina, and Stella. And I want to say that these past few months that I had the honor of sharing with you has been beautiful. And I'm grateful that our souls connected at this point. And I wish each one of you love, light, and peace as you continue your journey of awakening and sharing with others. I'm complete.
We love all the beautiful sharing. Is there anyone else who'd like to share? Okay. Well, then, our final message is that we at Pathways of Light are truly blessed to have these five new ministers joining our community. So, again, from all of us, we congratulate Reverend Bonita Culbreth, Reverend Haley Ferguson, Reverend Jody Bosist, Reverend Sabrina Rollins, and Reverend Stella Berthelet. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors, and I would like everyone to please take your phones off the mute, and we're going to give them a big applause. Everyone take your hands off. Your phone's off. Let's go. Yay.
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 Congratulations.
Go, Haley, go.
Yay. Congratulations to you all.
To our new Pathways of Light sisters, we see a radiant ministry will flow through you. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing we've had today. And thank you to everyone who attended today and being a part of this ordination. May everybody go in peace, go in joy, and go with God. This now concludes our ceremony, and you may hang up now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.